This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time at the Browns quarterback room. We got plenty to get to here. On the fan, though, today is Jim Schwartz Day. In case you have you heard about this, have you seen about this? The Browns interviewing their defensive coordinator today. Tommy Rees also getting an interview. They should interview him in tandem.
Like together?
Yeah, like just in a big conference room. And then they did the, like, so you're sitting here and you're Jimmy, and then they, like, here's Tommy, here's Jim. And you go, Tommy? Okay, Jim?
Like same question to you?
Yes.
Now go ahead and you can
but
answer.
But you move your chair to where it
You just swivel.
Yeah, and that's, and so it feels like a one-on-one, but in all reality, you're really just knocking these two out of the way.
Sounds awful.
It sounds, you gotta have a little imagination.
It sounds awful. Well, no, but it would be presented like you guys are going to basically be co-head coach, right? Is that how the presentation would be? So you might as well get good working together.
No, I want this with Mike McDaniel and John Harbaugh.
Well, okay, that would be nice too.
With all, really put a little pressure on the coach themselves.
Oh, you know what? You should be the first one to say, I want John Harbaugh as my head coach, and I want Mike McDaniel as my OC, and we'll stop at nothing, and that's got to be the answer. You should be the first one to say that, because I love the idea with head coaches out here. Everyone's putting unrealistic expectations attached to all of this.
Listen, what I want is I want John Harbaugh as my head coach. Jim Harbaugh is my OC.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking.
And I'm just thinking out loud here. Mike Tomlin is my defensive coordinator.
I want to trade. I'm gonna make a trade happen as well. We just acquired Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but they give us a first rounder for Justin.
Good. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Now we're on social media.
We are where the internet lives now.
Yeah, you're welcome, Chargers. But to go ahead and talk about Lamar Ball, as many people are calling it. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, was it all a failure? We'll never know, but we will, because we're going to get him on the show right now. Rob Long of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore joins us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Hey, Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I think we're a little stir-crazy, maybe a little slap-happy. It's been a week already. How about you guys in Baltimore? How's the reaction to Harbaugh firing?
Oh, my God, fired.
Did I just break the news?
Internet's been down.
I'm messing with you, yeah. You know, it's like, I think a lot of the fan base was ready for it to happen, but I think we were surprised that it actually happened. When you've had a guy for 18 years, it's hard to imagine that you're actually going to have the plug pulled. But overall, I believe, personally, it was time.
Were the fans, so were they were ready to move on with Harbaugh then? It feels like we've gotten such little pushback on the idea that Harbaugh at this point just isn't the same Harbaugh he once was. When you watch these games, when you see the loyalty to Monken that he displayed, all these things, do you feel like that sense is true, that we now have a older, different, not as good Harbaugh if we were in fact able to land him?
No. See, Harbaugh is an administrator. He's not really a guy that's going to influence the game. When the game begins, he's the guy that's going to influence the game before the game begins. He's an administrator. He's a CEO. He's not a game day difference maker.
So what's the right replacement for John Harbaugh look like?
Well, it might be for Cleveland, because that's what Cleveland needs, I think. I think Cleveland needs an organizational guy, a guy that steers the ship and gets you back in order. That's what we needed here in Baltimore when he first got here. But now you're at a point where you need a little bit more, which is human nature. It's not, there's no disrespect to part ways with him. I think Steve Bisciotti, the owner, felt the pulse of his team and felt like you needed a jolt. You need some new blood in here to give a new message, because evidently this message now is stale.
Have you taken any calls in your morning show about the idea that any fans at all wanted Harbaugh over Lamar?
No, I'm not saying no one did. I don't recall getting those calls, though.
Okay.
You may have a few people who believe maybe a total change, Harbaugh and Lamar, maybe one or two, but I'm not saying only one or two people in Baltimore felt that way. I'm sure more people in Baltimore feel that way. Lamar Jackson is a polarizing figure in Baltimore, which I can't understand. He's a two-time MVP. You could argue that he should have been a three-time MVP. And when he took over as quarterback his rookie year, the team was 4-5. They finished up 10-6 in the playoffs. And he goes from being that running quarterback who was a gimmick to an MVP his first full year, and the rest is history. John Harbaugh, on the other hand, is a coach that sat on the sideline with his headset and the microphone and allowed his offensive coordinator not to run the ball in the AFC Championship game. Then the next year you get a Hall of Fame running back, and then you find yourself on television against the New England Patriots, and you see two series in the fourth quarter where that Hall of Fame running back is not even on the field. And John Harbaugh has nothing to say about it other than it wasn't his turn to be on the field. Turn be damned. You know, the game is on the line. Get that guy on the field. That's who John Harbaugh has proven himself to be. He's a guy that in my opinion, didn't make head coaching decisions when head coaches should make decisions.
So with that, Rob, considering how long the Lamar Ball, as many people are calling it, I've heard in Baltimore as well, is that has gone on for 7-8 years, is overall, is it a failure? What happened with Lamar and Harbaugh?
If you think this team should have won a championship, yes, it's a failure. And I think this team should have won a championship by now, especially when you have the AFC Championship game at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's obvious the Kansas City Chiefs weren't what they were at the top of their mini dynasty. And and it's proven to be that itself after that point. I think it has been a failure. If you look at winning games and being relevant in the postseason, then it hasn't been. But that wasn't the goal of this team. The goal of this team was to win championships.
In your dealings with Harbaugh, have you found him to be a very spiteful person? The reason why I ask is because one of the angles, one of the hooks that the Browns would have in getting Harbaugh to come here is he'd want to play Baltimore twice a year.
I don't think he's spiteful to that point. Spiteful to the point of, you know, when he didn't run the ball enough with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry carried the ball 30-plus times the very next game, almost as if to say, are you satisfied? He's that kind of spiteful person, kind of petty. But I don't think he would choose Cleveland just for the case of playing Baltimore twice a year. No, I don't think he would do that. If he chose Cleveland, it'd be for that, along with being back home, because he thought you guys had a pretty good roster and a pretty good direction to get him back to championship level, but it wouldn't just be to play Baltimore twice a year, no.
Rob, I want to help you fix the Ravens, all right? You guys, I mean, a down year, this is just, it's a real crying shame what's happened here. I think you guys need to hire Matt Nagy. I think it just makes sense. You get an offensive head coach for Lamar. Look what he did sitting next to Mahomes in meetings. I think Matt Nagy is the guy that can get you guys where I want you to go.
You know, what I normally do is when I want to get better, I consult my rivals for advice to get better. So your advice doesn't mean anything to me, man.
That's fair.
It doesn't mean I see through that. I see through that. If Matt Nagy is here next year, I'm coming to Cleveland and you and me fighting.
All right. You know what? Honestly, I'll take that ass whooping if it means I get to watch Matt Nagy run your team to the ground.
So where's the comedian? Well, Richard Pryor. Well, that's an ass whooping I got to take.
Now, seriously, though, do you think that Stefanski could end up being the coach there? Or is that what are your fans, what are the callers, what do you think about that?
If I could go off the top of my head, that's off of memory, I think Kevin Stefanski, as far as his fans in Baltimore, is probably the leader in the clubhouse. If not him, Kubiak. Those have been the top names. Also, Flores, his name has come up a lot. Those three names have come up a lot. But I think Kevin Stefanski is probably the leader in the clubhouse in terms of what the fans want, largely because he's two-time coach of the year, and they believe Cleveland is the source of his failure, not Stefanski himself.
Is Linderbaum going to be back in Baltimore, or do you think he hits the open market this March?
I think he wants to be back in Baltimore, but I think he is the open market. I do.
Have you ever asked him how he feels about Cleveland this time of year?
I have not. I would love to keep him here because I think a lot of it – I'll give you an example. The Baltimore Ravens had Adafi Oweh on their roster. When they traded him, he had zero sacks. You check what he did in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Pretty good.
I think a lot of the issues in Baltimore have been development or the lack thereof. And I think Lindenbaum is a guy that you don't want to let go of. I think you could do some things schematically that makes him even better at his job. You also have a guy named Isaiah Likely, the number two tight end here, who was underused, who probably, there's a rumor that he had a good riddance to Harbaugh party the day that Harbaugh was fired. I don't know if I believe that, but I think that rumor started because people in Baltimore knows he wasn't a fan of the scheme here in Baltimore.
Is Harbaugh too loyal to Monken?
Yes. In a word, yes. He's always been too loyal to his coaches, and that was the subject of his demise. Many people say, you know, he fell on the sword for Todd Monken. This is my theory on that. If he fired Todd Monken, he knows because players wanted him gone. So now he loses to the players, and essentially he loses power. And Harbaugh's a big authority guy. He wants the power. We know that by him. So he didn't really fall on the sword for Monken. It's basically his power play. I'm not letting go of Monken. And if I keep him, I keep power. If I let him go, I lose control.
Rob, great stuff, buddy. I'll see you in roughly 3 weeks for my ass whooping, and we'll catch up with you down the line.
Man, I don't want to fight him too old for that, so I'm hoping you're wrong and we don't get Matt Nagy. Because I don't want to fight.
It's the most I've been hurting for an ass whooping in a while, Rob. It's really, I could really use this one, buddy.
You guys are great, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, buddy. Rob Long, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. I'd take that ass whooping for Cleveland.
Oh, you'd be smiling.
Yeah, I'd get a damn statue built if the Ravens went 2-14 or 2-15. That's how math works. Over the next 3 years.
A statue of what? A statue of Matt Nagy or a statue of you getting your butt whooped?
No, it'd be me with like a broken leg and I'd be in like a full body cast.
And then you're just doing the LeBron, like Cleveland, this is for you.
But if they also had like Vanessa also in bronze, but giving me a, you know, sponge bath, I would take that too.
Oh, that's what we call it these days.
Yeah. Easy. Woo! I'm horny. Rob Long on the Make It Right Call Kyle Raine hotline will react to his strong words about John Harbaugh and the waiting game for Harbaugh in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Dustin joining me on the hotline as
we're going to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, 6 to 10 a.m. Baskin and Phelps, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and myself, Jonathan Peterlin, 2 to 7 live each and every weekday on The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free to watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand now.
If I could go off the top of my head, just off of memory, I think Kevin Stefanski, as far as his fans in Baltimore, is probably the leader in the clubhouse. If not him, Kubiak. Those have been the top names. Also, Flores' name has come up a lot. Those three names have come up a lot, but I think Kevin Stefanski is probably the leader in the clubhouse in terms of what the fans want, largely because he's two-time coach of the year. And they believe Cleveland is the source of his failure, not Stefanski himself.
Rob Long, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. So, they think John Harbaugh is a scrub in Baltimore and Kevin Stefanski's great. Not great.
Let's see how that plays out.
I really think they're more of a Matt Nagy town. Everyone thinks Matt Nagy in Baltimore.
But if you're Stefanski, if Baltimore's serious, the way that Rob is saying, it's not even a question.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a question. Yeah. Like, you go there with bells on. Like, yeah. you enjoy the hell out of the idea that Baltimore and Lamar Jackson have interest. Now, Stefanski, I almost called him coach for some weird reason. Don't know what that was about.
Finally feel indebted to him now that he's gone.
After 6 years, I'm finally like, coach.
Ooh, the revisionist history begins.
Realize he's going to Baltimore? Were we really best friends the whole time?
That's true.
I went to the galas the way everyone else did.
Yep. You just didn't publicize it.
No need.
You don't need the credit.
We put our friendship in a very low-key manner.
That's true.
We don't need to rub it into everybody else. That's just uncouth. Yeah. That's not good.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
Not me.
So anyway, so Coach. If Coach goes to Baltimore, we know he doesn't do well with big personalities.
Yeah.
He's going to have an awful time. Like, do I need to wake Baltimore fans up and understand that what this is going to be is Lamar Jackson just doing what Harbaugh couldn't control Lamar? You think Stefanski's going to be able to?
I think
he's got no chance.
I think the funny thing is that for Lamar, your options from a discipline level run from Stefanski. He just lets you be you.
He just lets you
he
be
just
you.
Lets
he does
you
not.
Live
he does not
life.
Do anything to restrict anything that you would want to do.
Or Brian Flores, who will punch you in the mouth if you're 5 seconds early to a meeting.
Here's a drill sergeant. So, like, you talk about the... I don't know. If you're Lamar, you know the answer. Lamar doesn't want to be bossed around like that. He's 29 years old. He has been a two-time league MVP. He's at the spot in his career. I would assume he wants a bobblehead more than he wants somebody that's going to tell him he was 3 minutes late, and that's not acceptable.
I still think it's going to be Jesse Minner. I still do, but Stefanski to Baltimore makes sense. Meanwhile, Rob Long, who was just on, we played the sound there at the beginning of the segment, he talked about why Harbaugh makes sense for Cleveland, in his opinion.
See, Harbaugh is an administrator. He's not really a guy that's going to influence the game when the game begins. He's the guy that's going to influence the game before the game begins. He's an administrator. He's a CEO. He's not a game day difference maker. Because that's what Cleveland needs, I think. I think Cleveland needs an organizational guy, a guy that steers the ship and gets you back in order. That's what we needed here in Baltimore when he first got here. But now you're at a point where you need a little bit more, which is human nature. It's not, there's no disrespect to part ways with him. I think Steve Bisciotti, the owner, felt the pulse of his team and felt like you needed a jolt. You need some new blood in here to give a new message, because evidently this message now is stale.
So here's what I struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
Every archetype can fail. All right. But that's not specific to Harbaugh. But what I mean is, like, I don't think Cleveland needs a specific archetype. If you can lead and you can communicate, you can be an OC. You can be a former defensive backs coach. You can be a special teams coach. I don't give a rip. So, like, I'm pretty malleable on, do you want a offensive wizard like Mike McDaniel, or do you want, you know, X's and O demon on the defensive side of the ball like Robert Saleh?
Mm-hmm.
If you can find your way to, like, lead a team and get the most out of them. So I don't think Cleveland, specific to what he said, I don't think they need like a CEO type head coach, because I think that opens up a separate, like, for every good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thing, you're going to open up maybe a separate issue.
No, but what is nice about having a CEO type coach is Stefanski wasn't that. Stefanski was supposed to be X's and O's, and he's supposed to be this great quarterback whisperer and everything like that. And then he never updated anything. He stayed with the same offense he had for the beginning, and it never got better, and he never really
put much
new into it. And so, like, you see how that doesn't travel, right? If you're one of the types like Harbaugh, where you're a CEO type coach, that travels. Because that's not anything that you're coming up with that is brand new. That's just being who you are.
Now, I think it's fascinating that Harbaugh, it's already kind of out there that it's unlikely he's going to interview this week, because it does play into the theory that I think a lot of people, I think you and I have both thought this, but that basically is like, well, let's get through the wild card round of the playoffs, and let's just make sure we know all the jobs that are out
there. It's smart. Like, if I was Harbaugh, this is exactly the right route that he should be going. Find out what happens with the Bills, find out what happens with the Packers, and then we can reconvene on Monday, and we can evaluate our situation from there. Meanwhile, someone like Stephen Ross might be left with the idea that he fired his head coach and he had no real chance.
Yeah, that'd be funny, though.
It would be. It's still worth the gamble if you're Stephen Ross.
No. Okay. If you're already going to fire Mike McDaniel, which I don't think he was.
I mean, clearly he wasn't going to, because he didn't on Monday, right? Like, clearly this is everything that just shaped this. But was he going to fire McDaniel a year from now or halfway through the season? It's on the table. 100% on the table.
Definitely on the table. It's interesting. I think you mentioned two jobs that obviously Harbaugh could be waiting for. I think the Eagles thing is another one that people have started talking about that's interesting.
Oh, I think I brought that one up a couple days ago, and that was just me thinking that this might end for Sirianni, and that being the type of job that Harbaugh would obviously love. It's got to be this weekend. It's got to be a real crash and burn for Sirianni. Winning a Super Bowl a year ago to then being out the door, but it's on the table. There's all sorts of names that are popping up right now, though. You know,
is there one we should hope for?
Well, so here's the thing, I will feel so much better If it's Green Bay, if it ends up being Buffalo, if it ends up being Philadelphia, I can live with losing out to those type of situations. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to lose out to those type of situations. I will be crestfallen if it ends up being Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's one of these teams.
Honestly, the Giants, which everybody thinks. The Giants, it's not a good job, and it's not a good organization. They haven't been a good organization since Tom Coughlin left.
Like, you should be able to overcome that. You can be in the same category of them. Like, some you weren't able to close for some reason, and I don't really want to get into why you didn't close, but I'll be upset that you didn't. You lose out to Buffalo, that's fine. You're not expected to beat out Buffalo in this race. They have Josh Allen. But I can't stand losing to Miami that way. That would be very frustrating.
I think the three teams we've mentioned that he could be waiting for.
Yeah.
I think he should hope Buffalo opens up the most next. So the first, then Green Bay, and then Philly. If you're John Harbaugh, now you're older in your career, right? So the idea you could be fired in 5 years if you only win one Super Bowl is maybe not that big of a deal. I think Philadelphia is on the back half of their window. I don't think Jalen's going to be able to be the same player once you start subtracting an A.J. Brown and once the defense has already kind of taken a step back. Like, yeah. Saquon maybe takes a step back.
Plus, then you're perceived as like less than Sirianni who got it done.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not great.
Like, here's the thing. This is like clockwork.
Howie Roseman's great, though.
You're there for 5 years. You win a Super Bowl, but you get fired. I don't know the next coach is guaranteed to win a Super Bowl.
Well, so here's why I think the Packers should be above the other two. And Josh Allen obviously skews the conversation because he's Josh Allen, but you still got to fix that defense. There's a lot of things you have to do there.
I think that's one good offseason away from being one of the better teams they've had, but okay.
It might be. And if I was an offensive guy, I would be signing up like crazy because it's so appealing and there's so many things to it. I think the one thing that the Packers have in this that I think too many people sleep on is you don't have an owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a valuable thing that you have as the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but you have Carmen Policy's son that wants to run off Matt LaFleur because he's too good at his job.
Yeah, they still have like a board of directors and a thing that happens. But yeah. Like on a day-to-day basis, you don't have somebody breathing down your neck. You don't have anybody that, like one of the reasons why I feel like the Packers have had such stability for so many years consistently, not only with the head coaches, but also then with the quarterbacks, is because you just don't have that constant presence that's there.
You know, it's funny.
It just doesn't exist in Green Bay.
Because again, we're looking at, okay, if we can't get him, who can he dislodge that could come to Cleveland? Mike McDaniel is part of that collateral damage, even if Harbaugh doesn't go to Miami. So we already kind of have a small win there if you think McDaniel could be a good successor to Kevin Stefanski. I think Matt LaFleur is an absolute yes. The second he were to get fired by Green Bay, if they wanted to go for Harbaugh, sure. you do everything that I wanted for Harbaugh, you give him an extra $5 million because Matt is younger, and he's gone from Aaron Rodgers, where he brought Aaron Rodgers back to the NFC title game and then developed Jordan Love. He's done everything I want as an offensive head coach.
Right. Yeah, he's great.
So,
oddly enough, too, the oldest in the NFC playoff field.
Which is crazy. Isn't he only like 45 or 46?
46. Yeah.
McDermott probably is next, but I like McDermott. But to me, again, he's another kind of one of those tough asses, I don't want to say he's a CEO coach because he was a great defensive coordinator, but he's next. Sirianni's the wild card.
I don't know if I want Sirianni.
I know because everyone's going to be...
I don't think I want him.
He's got a Super Bowl, though.
I know. But I
Dodos don't win Super Bowls.
I think he's an idiot. I don't think
he's an idiot. I think he might be a mad genius. He might be some iteration of Gruden.
Okay, but his Super Bowl, and now we got to look at it in hindsight too, because everyone credited his Super Bowl to it was Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon as his offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, and then last year, obviously not the very first iteration of that was where he got all the credit of that with Jalen Hurts. The first Super Bowl they went to and lost. This most recent one was Vic Fangio with the defense. And like he just got no credit for the defense or the offense anywhere.
I think that's because people don't respect him because of his press conference. People just decided he's a dumb.
Well, and it's Big Dom that is always hanging around him as well.
Bring Big Dom here too.
Well, Big Dom is definitely coming.
I can use him to help protect me from Big Rob. Rob Long would kick my ass.
I don't know that Rob Long is big anymore.
Matt Nagy goes to Baltimore.
Have you seen photos?
Big Dom meet Rob Long. All of a sudden, I'm living.
Have you seen photos of Rob Long recently?
Is he like medium Rob now?
Got skinny.
Look at that. Good for him.
He got skinny. Yeah. I don't know what he's on.
I did that once too.
Yeah, he's not very big at this point. But anyway,
then I put it all back on just for you.
But I don't think I want Sirianni. I don't. I know that sounds crazy.
I think I want him more than McDermott.
Well, yeah, I'm not really sold much on McDermott either, though.
That'd be a good hire.
I think it'd be a good hire.
Buffalo, you got to give some love there. Yes, he did. Well, I don't know why my voice
they
got
were,
that
they
high.
They were winning. He had the defense. He had the defense very good.
No, I mean, remember they won.
Howard Dean.
They were winning with. They went to the playoffs with Tyrod, and then he's part of the development of Josh Allen.
I'm not. Well, everyone credits Daboll more than they credit McDermott for the development of Josh Allen. Like that's
because he's the offensive coordinator. And by the way, they're right.
Let's be honest about it.
But the development of a quarterback doesn't happen unless a head coach
is Daboll coming here too? Because he might. That might be your plan.
I'll allow it.
McDermott and Daboll back in the saddle together.
Can we keep Jim Schwartz too?
Why not?
Come on now.
I don't see why we couldn't.
I'm not ever asking a question of any one of those three gentlemen. They would scream at me quickly.
I don't hate that setup, but it's got to be a really good. This is like Sirianni. It's got to be a really good offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator setup. Now, did you hear the other rumblings that people are talking about within the Bills if McDermott goes?
No.
Belichick.
That would just be...
Think about it for a second.
No, I thought about it.
He can do well with quarterbacks. We know that.
Uh-huh. If you give him a Hall of Fame.
He could turn over. And Josh Allen, Hall of Fame quarterback. So, like, he could turn over the defense in a second because that's what he actually knows what to do. His drafting was never a problem with the defensive side of the ball. He drafted all sorts of players in the defensive side of the ball. He stunk offensively when it came to that stuff. And so, like, there's a world out there that I could see the Bills falling for that trap. I 100% could see that.
If the Bills want to make sure Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl, that's the play here. Kevin Stefanski is a much better hire in that, hypothetically, than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, guys.
I think it's the one spot that he could go to where I'd actually be like, it kind of makes sense.
I think give me the Cleveland stats, the post-Brady stats, and the UNC stats. He's basically, I was going to say Hugh Jackson, that's not fair.
You're doing post Brady, which is very fair. He stinks post Brady.
But you don't have to worry about that.
I think Belichick's good at everything about the NFL except for the quarterback spot. But guess what? The Bills have the quarterback spot taken care of.
Well, okay, no. If you got
that's the discussion.
Tom Brady,
Josh Allen.
I don't think Josh is Tom.
Well, I mean, it's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They're in their own little world, but Josh Allen is not. He's not like Timu Josh Allen here. Like, let's put some respect on his name.
He
just won MVP last year. Like, you're at the apex of Josh Allen at this point. Like, if there was ever a time,
I don't like it,
where you could reintroduce Bill back to the NFL, I think this could be the time. This would be the setup. The only way I think that it would work, this would be it.
What job should John Harbaugh be waiting for? What did I rank them again? I think I said they say Buffalo, then Green Bay. I don't know. But the point is they're all really good jobs. Everybody would enjoy any one of those jobs. I would hope, though, Green Bay opens up because maybe you can make a run at LaFleur. The QB Deadpool with many moves to make. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92. Coming up in 5 minutes on... Back on Afternoon Drive. Pete Futek coming up in about 40 minutes. We will. Talk about the Fiesta Bowl, Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl, all the bowls, really.
We could do Fiesta Ware, too, if you wanted.
A blunt or two. We'll see where it goes with Pete Futek.
The blunt cast is back.
The blunt cast. He would love the blunt cast
idea.
He wouldn't poo-poo it like you.
I didn't poo-poo it.
I think you poo-pooed it.
I asked for names.
I gave you names.
I gave you an old cast of the blunt cast. What are you talking about?
It wasn't very good.
The podcast.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. The podcast was great.
I mean, geez. We did Bluntcast for like 7 minutes. If anything, I think that's extending the Bluntcast. Seth Rogen's got to be guest number one. Like, I don't know that anybody was more committed to the Bluntcast outside of yourself than me.
You didn't like when I said Colin Cowherd.
Well, I just don't think he fits the Bluntcast.
That's exactly why
it
fits.
I just don't think. I mean,
somebody's got to talk while everybody else is stoned to bejesus.
This is a classic me and you in many ways. I mean, like, you know, I go with an idea for like 5 or 7 minutes, but part of the idea is that I get to then immediately shoot down any idea I think is insane.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
That's the rub.
Complaint withdrawn.
But Cowherd, I mean, you need somebody to broker the in-between. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
You need
somebody to talk when everyone's macromated into the sofa.
Straight edge guy. Well, yeah, because we don't want to turn it into just Zion on the couch eating Doritos.
Giggling and talking about, Mariah, where are you, Mariah?
At least it's just Doritos.
That's true. I mean, some of the other things I've heard he does, no, thank you. Not on the podcast, sir. Not on the Bluntcast.
I heard someone earlier say he seemed like a guy that... went from being the hey, I'll give you a hug. Let's give out hugs, guy. You know that guy? To then being, you know, worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what's become of him.
Pretty sure one of the reasons I'm not welcome back to one of the schools that I went to, not going to say which one, is they had an instructor that really liked to give people hugs. And I might have pointed that out multiple times because he didn't ever offer me a hug.
The I'll give a hug guy. Let's give a hug guy.
He seemed to only offer young women hugs.
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought it was really interesting.
Definitely weird.
And I might have put it into a spot on station day and people didn't like that.
How'd you work that spot in?
I can't say it without saying the name, and we're not going to do that.
Okay,
we're not that kind of show.
All right, then.
We are that kind of show.
What are the schools? What school am I missing?
So I'm going to give you the damn school?
Well, I mean, wait. You said, well, hold on.
No.
Did you go to multiple colleges?
No. I went to a school, and then I went to a college.
Okay, so it was high school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nope.
Good. No.
Jonathan?
What am I missing here? No, please. Tell me. What am I missing?
I'll tell you off air. I'm already not invited back.
Oh, yeah, I noticed you're never like an alumni spotlight.
Yeah.
Mac is all the time.
Yeah, no. Mac
they treat
is,
Mac as if he's like the Al Roker of Cleveland media.
If you're a board up in this business, you get a month there.
I know, they love
you host, you know,
hey, Mac, are you in the Hall of Fame there yet or no? I think you might be in the Hall of Fame.
Yet,
you're very
yet.
Close,
you
though.
You host afternoons on,
I think they're,
you know, the biggest sports station in Cleveland.
Their radio station might actually be the Mac Robinson sports station. I think they renamed it. That's how much they think of him. It's incredible.
The best I'll get is the Not Nick Wilson station. That's the best I'll get.
You get a stall.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. No, that's funny. I'm very proud of you. It's actually a urinal cake.
With your face on it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. See, this is what your donation gets, Nick.
Well,
money well spent.
That's why
money
I
well spent.
Donated.
Actually, it would be funny if Mac was like their big booster.
He gives $5 a month.
Some people give the church 10%. He gives there.
So I'm on the docket to talk to the class next week, right, guys? We're having fun. The quarterback Deadpool. We have not been able to do this for a couple weeks because of the holidays. It is time to update. The last time that we did the quarterback Deadpool, both Mac and I had to add quarterbacks to our team because we had quarterbacks in the transfer portal, which meant they weren't going to the NFL. And then immediately, one of the two quarterbacks I added went right into the transfer portal. And then one of Mac's quarterbacks went right into the transfer portal. So let's have Commissioner Jake Murn bring us up on the quarterback Deadpool.
Yeah, like you referenced, Nick, a lot of changes since the last time we did the Deadpool about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but we are here with the draft season edition of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool, and we're going to start with Jonathan's team as you are first up in the waiver wire, so if you want to make a change, you can if you want to, but you have Dante Moore. He's obviously in the semifinal playoff game tomorrow against Indiana.
I would drop him if I
were you. You have Cade Klubnik, who lost to Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl. Garrett Nussmeier, his draft stock kind of in question because he hasn't played in a while. And then John Mateer, who had lost in the first round of the playoff to Alabama, JP.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You really had a chance to really bone who's next up in the draft wire.
You are, Nick.
Real shame. Yeah, you had a chance to really bone one of us.
Okay, then.
But you didn't.
I didn't. No, I opted not to.
All right, can you remind me of my roster so I know who I have to release?
Yes, you have Carson Beck. He'll be in a semifinal playoff game tonight against
Ole
Miss.
Aged really well. If we have another big performance from Carson Beck. Mm-hmm.
That's Pete Futek's guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My one hope, being first round pick. Okay, go ahead.
You also have Joe Fignano, who I think is only in this Deadpool because you like saying his last name.
Fignano! Hey, Papa de Boo!
Point made there. You also have Sawyer Robertson, the senior quarterback from Baylor, and then Josh Hoover, who did enter the transfer portal, is headed to Indiana.
Well, I'm going to have to release the Hoosier Vancouver furry mobile. And I'm going to add Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson.
Huh? He's on Mac's team.
He's on my team.
I thought you cut him.
No.
Why would he cut him?
Why
no,
would I
he's
cut
been
him?
On Mac's team for a while.
Well, I'm adding him. Are you serious?
For yes. like a very long time.
I thought
for
you
weeks
cut
now,
him.
Yeah.
In fact, he actually picked him up in the week that I was gone on paternity leave, which was week two of the season.
All right.
I remembered it because I wanted, I was in the hospital being like, I'm going to pick up Sam Levitt. A dumb thing by me. But I was like, I'm going to get Sam Levitt when I come back. I don't have to call it in or anything. He'll be there. It's fine. I'm going to now snake Sam Levitt. Or sorry, not Sam Levitt. Ty Simpson. This will be great. It's going to be a thing. And then I came back and then I looked at the quarterback board and Ty Simpson was gone. And I said, I cursed Mac up and down. I said, what the hell?
All right. Are
I
you
said, he's gone.
Are you double sure?
A 1,000,000% sure.
Triple,
he's
yeah.
been gone for like, it's
yes.
been months.
Okay. I think that was
like
his initial
months.
Aiden Childs move.
Man, you
where
had,
he dropped
you
him.
Had me really nervous. You're like, so you could snake somebody, and I'm like, who am I missing? What am I missing here?
Been on my team since September.
He couldn't be
are
on his
sure?
team anymore for any longer. At this point.
Let me just come back to this. How sure are you?
I don't. Now I'm questioning it.
1,000%
now
sure.
Now I'm not as sure. No, yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, Josh Hoover's done.
He
I will
has done,
go.
Yeah.
I will go. Talen Green. Quarterback out of Arkansas.
Really thought Ty Simpson was on the board?
I sure did. I sure did. I was so excited. I was like, Mac hasn't snaked this one prematurely like he does every other quarterback. We haven't done this in 3 weeks. The more laughing you do, the more insulting this is.
It should be insulting. He's been off the ball.
All you had
forever.
To do was check it.
It's really funny to me.
But that involves Google.
You know, I know what this was. 2025 just didn't exist to you. Just this is a new. It's a new year. You're just creating new things as you go. This is like our Google invite to the company meeting on Monday, all over again.
What? We have a meeting on Monday?
Yeah.
All right, Mac.
All right, yeah. So Talen Green now on Nick's team. Let's run through.
So happy.
Let's run through Mac's team. He has Fernando Mendoza, the Heisman winner, will play Oregon tomorrow. He does in fact have Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback,
right to me.
That did declare for the NFL draft yesterday. So that's a
He's
big
been
win.
A first round
for
pick
Mac
for months. Like, would we read off the names of quarterbacks? You
Mac
have?
Has had make so many moves and since the first team. It's not great. That's
you got
why.
You got people I've never heard of on your roster right now, but Ty Simpson was going to get through the cracks. I mean, come on.
You're just being hateful. What else?
Yeah, Mac also has Jalen Daniels, the Kansas product, also declaring for the draft. And
I wondered. I was like, how are we going to do today's quarterback Deadpool? Yeah. This is going to be everyone's kind of got their guys. Everyone's going to stay. I'm having a blast.
And Darian Mensah, who did decide to return to Duke next season, so that's the other expected move out of Mac here. What are you going to do about Mensah?
Yeah, so obviously Mensah's going back to Duke, so I am going to select Senior Bowl invite Cole Payton, quarterback from North Dakota State.
You sure you don't want, like, Dante Moore or somebody?
Is Fernando Mendoza available? I'm not sure. Take that to your urinal cake.
JP is really enjoying this.
I started the blunt cast early, I guess. I don't know.
Allow me to be blunt. Do you have any more moves?
No, I'm good.
We're all right.
Yeah.
Well, allow me to. That means I'm back now. I mean, yes.
Yeah. I mean, okay. if you want to make another
talking,
move, you could.
He's talking to you, Jake.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would like to release Sawyer Robertson.
Okay.
And I'd like to pick back up Drew Aller.
There we go.
Like he never left.
There we go.
Never left.
This is like the fourth time he's been in this Deadpool.
Yeah, it is.
He was on JP's team on two different occasions, and he started on yours.
Hasn't been in the portal yet. That's my guy, that Drew Aller.
All right. Well, something to monitor for the afternoon drive quarterback Deadpool. The poll results last time, actually, Max still in the lead 62% of the vote, and then you guys tied with 19%. So we'll see if there are any changes this week.
That's quarterback Deadpool.
That's it.
A lot of disrespectful stuff happened in that segment there.
Thank you, Jake.
Most important factors in the head coach search coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.